Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 6th. Happy Resurrection Day. We are continuing on in the Psalms today. In Psalm 136, verses 10 through 22, this is the sermon passage. Remember, the refrain that comes after every phrase in the psalm is, "His love endures forever." As we enter into your word, Lord, we thank you for that steadfast, immovable, always and forever love that you have most clearly displayed for us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today, we're going to see that love on display in God's deliverance of the people of Israel from Egypt. Starting in verse 10. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them. His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it. His love endures forever, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever, and killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever, and Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever, and gave their land as an inheritance. His love endures forever, an inheritance to his servant Israel. His love endures forever. Today, I'll be leading in the children's sermon because Miss Sharon is out of town. And the concept that I'm going to talk about is in verse 12, the mighty hand and outstretched arm of God. These are two images that are similar, but they're saying something a little different. Mighty hand reminds us of God's strength. He is strong. In fact, he's stronger than Pharaoh. But the outstretched arm is a picture of his willingness to help us. So in the children's sermon today, I hope to have a little fun with the kids and talk to them about the importance of these two concepts coming together, because God could be really strong and not kind, not compassionate, not willing to help. But indeed, God is both. He is kind and compassionate, and he stretches out his arm to help us and to rescue us, and he is also most powerful. As we turn to the Psalms, I want to remind you the context of Psalm 57. It says in the superscription, when David had fled from Saul into the cave. So David and his small band of men were hiding from Saul and his army of 3,000. If you want to look for the story, it's in 1 Samuel 24. And it just so happened as the men with David are hiding in the cave, Saul picks this cave to come in and relieve himself. It's quite the story. In fact, David's men see this as a twist of fate, and they want David to kill Saul. And David even cuts off like the corner of Saul's robe, but then he regrets saying in 1 Samuel 24, 4 through 6, the Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord. This is what Douglas Webster in his commentary on the Psalms has to say about this. We may not be on the run from a violent and narcissistic king, such as David was from Saul, but many of our brothers and sisters in Christ can identify readily with this psalm because they are victims of persecution. We need to learn to pray Psalm 57 on their behalf. We also need to pray it for ourselves. Skipping over, he says, in the back of the dark cave, David's soul caught up to his destiny. As tempting as it was to take matters into his own hands, David was convinced that he must not usurp the will of God and strike the Lord's anointed. Willed passivity is the intentional and disciplined surrender of our will to the active will of God. By submitting to the Lord, David demonstrated a faith that flew in the face of worldly reason and human impulse. He was content to let God be God. In that moment of surrender, David was fully alive to God. Later, when David composed the psalm, he translated the darkness of the cave into sunrise doxology. Whatever pain he felt was swept up into praise, so much so that Psalm 57, 7 through 11 is quoted in Psalm 108, 1 through 5 as pure praise. Hear now the words of this psalm. Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts. Men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Lord, we begin as David did. Have mercy on me, O God, for in you I take refuge. Then as David cried out, we take a moment to lift our concerns to you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would come from heaven and save us. I am encouraged by Zechariah 4:6 that says, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We ask, dear Lord, that you would lead us in level paths by your Spirit. Thank you for Psalm 136, which reminds us that your steadfast love endures forever. Thank you, Lord, that you are powerful and willing to help us. Your willingness is shown most clearly and that you came to be one of us. And it's you, Lord Jesus, that we praise today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. Amen.